interesting to think you can find your own mistake. Now, I'm going to count from 1 to 10.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 6, 7, 8. Horse! I didn't even recognize my horse.
Yeah.
I really have a problem with that, but I guess we can live with it. Okay.
But they're so expensive, these things.
These things are terribly expensive. I'm borrowing this from the English department at school, so I didn't have to pay for it.
Well, now it's gone and we're supposed to talk.
Okay.
Well, why do you waste the film? Why don't you turn it off for a minute? Oh, you go ahead.
Well,
all right.
Okay.
That's all right.
And what I like to do is just let it run and pick up anything that happens to come up.
Oh, I see. Well, that's good. That's a good way to do it. Yes.
Well, let's start officially. Could you say your full name for me so we get that on tape?
My full name, Pauline. It's a matter of that. Is the family name.
Okay, and then your address here is?
Belfair Street.
Okay. Now this house is then
built,
goes back in your old?
Built by the great-grandfather, F.A. In 1850. F.A. in a jewelry store on the corner of 7th and Broad. At that time, while it would be numbered 702 now, at that time it was numbered 206 because 5th Street was a gulch. And that meant that 6th Street was one street and 7th Street was two streets. That's the way it was, because 5th Street was the center of town. It was called Center Street. And it had bridges going over it. When my grandfather and my mother were children, not when we were children, it was made into a street, but it was just a great ditch. And of course, you could think that that's where so much yellow fever or even typhoid fever was coming
came out of that.
Yes,
deep.
The infant
ditch.
Mortality was ridiculous in the early years.
Well, let me see. You were born here in Augusta.
Yes, I was born in this house.
In this house.
And my mother and my two aunts and my brother, we were all born here.
Uh-huh.
And we were all married here. Now, my grandfather was born over the store in Augusta, over the jewelry store there on Broad Street. And I guess he must have been a little boy when the house was built.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he built the house because most immigrants live over the stores until they can afford a house anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The thing that shakes me about this house is that I notice in so many of, what do you want to say, reviews, but in so many of the notices, like the Welcome Wagon or the Chamber of Commerce or something, they call it the Sandhill Cottage. Well, that's the stupidest thing in the world. Because how would an immigrant ever get to the top of the hill, because that's the sand hills, to decide to copy a home? Most immigrants start out up north anyway, and he was in Auburn in New York for years before he came down here. And I think it's more similar to a small Cape Cod